The Irish Times, election 2011.
I'm Anna O'Kelly. This is the election 2011 podcast from the Irish Times. Later, we will have Jeglan de Breithen on last night's three-way Irish language leaders debate. In our ongoing series on independent candidates, we have Mick Wallace, who's standing in Wexford, and Hugh Sheehy, who's running in the Dublin South East constituency. But first, here's Michael O'Regan looking at the Sligo North Leitrim constituency.
The Irish Times, election 2011, constituency profiles.
Michael O'Regan, parliamentary correspondent, constituency Sligo North Leitrim. Three seats, straddles two counties, Sligo and North Leitrim. Big issue for the Leitrim people, by the way. Their county has been divided up into two constituencies. Could theoretically influence the result. The outgoing TDs here are Jimmy Devins and Eamon Scanlon of Fianna Fáil and John Perry of Fine Gael. Jimmy Devins is standing down. He's retiring from politics. So the battle here really will focus on Sligo, obviously, and Leitrim. But the interesting fact about this constituency is there is a possibility here of a gain for Fine Gael. The one certainty is that John Perry will head the poll and will get a seat for Fine Gael. Tony McLaughlin, his running mate, who's a nephew of Joe McLaughlin, former TD for Sligo, polled very well in the local elections, could get a second seat for Fine Gael. Fianna Fáil up against it. They have in Sligo town Mark McSharry, a senator. He's a son of Ray McSharry, former EU commissioner, former Taoiseach. Very strong candidate. And of course, the outgoing Eamon Scanlon in Ballymote. Now, at best, there is one Fianna Fáil seat here. It will be between McSharry and Scanlon. Hard to call that one. Interesting Labour candidate here, Susan O'Keefe, the well-known journalist. She is at some disadvantage in the campaign in that her nomination as candidate has split the local organisation. However, she could do it on transfers on a very good day, depending, again, on the extent of the so-called Gilmore Gael. Another candidate to watch here would be Declan Bree, former Labour TD, and indeed former Labour councillor Veronica Cawley. The interesting candidate in Leitrim to watch is Sinn Féin's Michael Colreevy. Now, his base is Manor Hamilton, and he could benefit from the very real anger among Leitrim people that their county is not one constituency, as I say, divided up between two constituencies. This should ensure that he will get, apart from the Sinn Féin vote, some local Leitrim vote wanting to see their own person in the Dáil. He'll be also able to pick up, presumably, the 4,600 first preferences secured by the Sligo-based Sinn Féin candidate Sean McManus in 2007. On a very good day for him, if PR works in his favour, he might be in contention for the last seat. But at the moment here, I think it's probably looking like two Fine Gael, one Fianna Fáil. Mind you, in predicting a Fianna Fáil seat, you have to look at the figures. Last time, Fianna Fáil in that constituency secured 40% of the vote. Nationally at the moment, they're running at about 15%.
The Irish Times, election 2011.
Linnar Lina Nishta, Jeglan de Breithen. Jeglan, I have started to be on a rare nor a crillu, Gisborough, Naganari, Askelgid, and Cheddor. Chamig Rod Gisborough, Nahihara, Nis Nodder Hugs, Nis Bravera, Mar Gisborough, Nakan Pitches, Nagisborough, the Ahonic Rivisha. Ked a Captusafina Hirahori, Agus Kayaku, and Doilat, Doilat of Vui and Ernihe.
The Vishid Nis Bravera, Nakinella, Fee and Kosuluk there, Nar Laguan, Irishin, Rilaka. She is a very guest, Leshan Da, Disparachdela. Better not Grevan on Imni Kiena or her Riv Imani Kanela is a V Riv Unchin de Brun. Ak V Ernoy de Rina Imer Job on Wa. V Kaijan on Ard Gregif on Freshen. Vishe on Yas Vegestic Leshan Trur the Kolifishin. So here Chango Ifigur.
Kayaku and Dolat Gro Bua. No, and all that girl has dinner or beha could be mach on Dramella.
But we may soon go mach on Bua egg in O'Kinney, as we go will on Gregis far again. Ach, Erin, he capas curve on Vercella, piece of biog news far, ach, near of more on own. We should begun in raw itual, Nakeshna player, we should begun in raw itual the capas. The character of T.G. Cahar, Bader Jacka, Nis Lehne oil, Agus, Gonan Irid Shin Keshne the Oble, Shin Fibles Nadisbar of the Yelakoma, being an Amaka Keshne Oble, Bahor, Kuig no Shea, over around, Agus, ligdas na palachori, nismo ama hortoiv, gandol har forlash, nismo ama hortoiv con narudi a flay, agus dolestach, is na keshna bagani nis dina.
Mar dortunchen stagra rinchwa bay macart klar horsey regent agus loch kursi tarasarachta iskrachta agus fermarachta agus marsinja ar dolat marsin nar irelo a vish fein tanchi revinu
forshi kanal nomad egen trus kan fish lagna mach ach you know nirvana san gna that gna troflish a Laurian Polichori egin Aversin agus touch danche kesta korer polichor, you know, kadi in fishita got than tear. Man yoi to anakid ready, you know, nakwal more on substinct onto.
Mar dutu hain hanagra a good job rabalaj anta akur kert galor. Ach, is doigar aira in gisparacht kinal chasi nur a fleder plan gaelga ian na gael agus is kinti gwyl sa I na gaeltacht agus pobl na gaelga ga generalta musklihe eg falasi enda kenny ilia na gaelga. Gapantu gar kush imri eisha go strategi nu ga chorlori forti enda kenny nu uladr nis toki le vota na gaten muncha na kahrachi a vala.
Hogus Latishkind on made the Villa Ra egg Kenny na Gurfer on policy shin in Vime, Vishakind for in Yuka Yen of Ringesh Sulan Yen for Yen Kinna, Agus nor a clushing to Pulitzer a kind for in Yuka, Agus Lervas, Agus the kind Leshna Amini Eggsul, Agus Marsh in the being our assert on Shin Gawilshe, Diarrhea Fine Rod, and you dolem Gurf Seg Sul. Grab she the soul, let's come back on Irishin reaction in eye on policy shin. Ni laird them go will an Irishin takiach the on though, ach, there's a go will, ach, that's a fine radar, Maradarfa.
So, Mershina Yeglan, stay e star of Vian Gakinchach, better nach e hinu nach of Vian.
Heck, that different there, no.
Jeglan, right. Gramila Maggot.
Gramila.
The Irish Times, election 2011, independent candidates.
Mick Wallace, I'm standing in the Wexford constituency as an independent. The main reason that I decided to stand for the Dáil is because I'm very disappointed with the complete disconnect between the politicians and the people of the country. I don't feel that they actually represent them anymore. And it's pretty obvious for a number of years that they really have been much better at looking after big business than looking after the interests of the people. So in fairness to them, they've been very good at looking after themselves. I'm not making any promises in the election, but I wouldn't be looking for a Dáil seat if I didn't care about how our society is organised. And I would look to form a group of like-minded independents in opposition and start to affect change in terms of reform of the Dáil, construction of local government. But in general, my main theme would be that the interests of the people have to come before big business. It's about time the state actually worked for its people.
Hugh Sheehy, Dublin South East. I hope the Dublin voters can support me in the election because I have the real world experience and the level of honesty and integrity I think people deserve in a TD. I'm not a celebrity candidate, I'm not a single issue politician, and I'm not a politician who'll try and fix potholes or solve really local issues. What I've heard on the street is the biggest thing Dublin voters want is to see the country well run, not another TD doing special favours. I'm working in a real job, raising 3 kids, paying my taxes. Currently I work as a senior manager at Google in Ringsend, and I've previously worked in places like Hewlett-Packard in Spain, in the consulting industry and in the energy business. I've been awarded several patents and I speak several European languages, and I want to use the skills I've got now to make Ireland a country that my kids can be proud of living in. And I hope the Dublin voter will let me try to do that. If I'm elected, what I'll try and do is push government to do the right thing, and maybe sometimes embarrass them into not doing the wrong thing. And I think I can be a voice of sanity and clarity. What I'll try and do is bring creativity and creative dissent into Irish politics. I think there's too much arguing and not enough listening sometimes. And I'll ask the right questions and I'll keep asking them. And I'll put forward good suggestions and I'll relentlessly pursue them. I'm going to try and be a troublemaker and a consensus maker in equal measure. What we really need now is discussion and debate on the best way forward. And if people want more information, I have a website at www.hughsheehy2011.com, and I'd ask people to look at that and then give me a chance to help fix Ireland.
That's it for today from the Election 2011 podcast. Remember, you can follow us on irishtimes.com/election2011, follow us on Twitter @ITElection, or email us at election@irishtimes.com.